Welcome to the annual Anabaptist Business Association Seminar. It is encouraging to see this much interest in how we can become better managers of what God has given to us to manage. Today is another day to further the vision of Anabaptist Business Association, which is to strengthen Christian businesses with its emphasis on kingdom values, Christ-like leadership principles, faith-oriented decision-making in businesses, and integrity in business relationships. Our desire is to build businesses, but even deeper, to build a business vision for God-honoring kingdom businesses and Christian integrity in the marketplace. Now, those lights are very bright. They might need to be adjusted a bit for... That's better. Thank you. Some of the topics today are quite specific to the wording of this vision statement, but we trust that all of them will contribute to the vision of God honoring kingdom businesses and careers. Proverbs 4:7-9 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her." If you were at this seminar last year, and you have at minimum a 364-day memory, then you will remember that I quoted John Maxwell saying, "There are two kinds of learning: experience, which is gained from your own mistakes; wisdom, which is learned from the mistakes of others." And I changed that to say there are two kinds of learning: experience, which is gained from your own mistakes; wisdom, which can be learned from the experience of others. In a group this size, there is plenty of experience. Today is your day to get understanding, to embrace wisdom, to exalt wisdom by hearing and learning from others' life and business and career experiences. AB has been sponsoring this seminar for many years. They have observed growing interest in these events, and that is why now we're the second year in this larger facility. And ABA takes an interest in the demographics of the audience. How many are attending an ABA seminar for the first time? Raise your hand, please. All right, there's a good number, thank you. How young is this audience? If you're under the age of 30, raise your hand high. Oh, look at that. Look at that. A lot of young interest here. That is very good to see. Let's take a look at the book that you were given. First thing is to open to page number 1, top right-hand corner. Instructions are right there. Write your name so in the event you leave your book behind, we can find it for you. Turn to page 3. Recently at a school board meeting, a board member said that you should write something 3 times if you want to retain it. Well, there's not really opportunity here to write something 3 times, but write at least once. So fill in the blanks as the speakers are speaking. Now let's turn to page 31, and I'm hoping the ABA administrators and board members are here in the room. I'd like to introduce them to you. Page 31, Paul Weber as an administrator. Can you raise your hand, please? He's at the back. Next, we have Philip Horst as an administrator. He's there by the door. Philip Horst, raise your hand, please. And we have Glenn Yancey at the back also as an administrator also. All right, now let's take a look at the board of directors. Marlon Garrick, he's at the back also. I believe they're all standing at the back presently. Daryl Fry, raise your hand, please. Alan Yancey. Oh, maybe he stepped out. Tom Martin, John Erb, and Lowell Brubaker. Thank you. So they have special tags on their name tags. So if you have any questions throughout the day or any needs, check in with one of them. They'd be happy to help you. See page 29. Questions, anyone? Well, here's your opportunity to write questions that you may have from what you're hearing. There'll be a Q&A period at the end of the day, moderated by Warren Bauman, and today's speakers will be answering the questions. So that is your place to write down any questions you may have. By noon, we will have had four sessions. If you have any questions from those four sessions, please put your question in the box by noon. And there's a box at that table at the very back where Philip and Paul are standing. And so you can put your questions in there at noon for the first or for the morning sessions. That'll give Warren a chance to take a look at them and assign them to the speakers that can answer the questions. This page was intended to be perforated, but apparently it is not. But you can tear it out fairly easily at the center fold. The board has invested much into planning and organizing this event. You have invested with a registration fee. You're investing your time, determined to get a good return on your investment day. Listen attentively, take notes, ask questions. Wow, these students that are sitting up here thinking, that just sounds like a class, like a teacher at school, and you thought you were getting away from it for a day. Well, make the most of it. Listen attentively, take notes, ask questions. By doing so, you'll get the greatest return on the investments. A few things to announce here. These sessions are being recorded. They will be available on the ABA's website shortly. If you brought your registration payment today, please give it to Glenn Yancey, and he will be able to print an invoice if you'd like one. Please silence your phones if you have not yet. Restrooms are at the back, to my left, and if those are busy, if you go to the back, down the hall to the right till you come to T-intersection, turn right, and there's more restrooms in that area. Let's pause for a word of prayer and ask God's presence here today. Our Father, God in heaven, we thank you for today, a day to worship you. You are worthy of our worship every day. Another day to serve in your kingdom. And serving you brings the greatest fulfillment and purpose in life. Lord, you have blessed us abundantly. You have given us much. And we remember that you are the owner of what you have given to us. And so we're here today to learn how to be better stewards, better managers of what you have given to us. I pray, Lord, that you would bless the speakers. May they have the ability to clearly communicate the inspirations that you have given to them. We invite your Holy Spirit's presence here today. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to invite Merle Burkholder to the stage. Merle is most recently from the local town of New Hamburg, but as his bio would indicate, he is a foreigner that's welcomed in New Hamburg. I asked Merle to tell me two books that he has read, besides the Bible, which is the most influential book of all, but two other books that have impacted his life. The first one, The Making of a Leader by J. Robert Clinton. Merle says this book helped me to identify the hand of God in my life and my journey as a leader. It charts the stages of development in the life of a leader. And just for the record, I'm not collecting any royalties for any book promotions today. Another book that Merle recommends is Reasonable Faith by William Lane Craig. Merle says this book helped him to think through questions related to his faith and beliefs. He became more convinced that the Christian faith is the true faith. And ask Merle what he enjoys doing when he has some spare moments. And he replied, my wife Edith and I enjoy birding in our spare time and when we travel. Edith is quite knowledgeable about bird species. She keeps a list. And in 2023, she passed the 1,000 mark of bird species she has identified worldwide. I thought that was quite incredible. Obviously, they've lived in more than just the New Hamburg area in their lifetime. Bird photography is Merle's hobby. He and Edith are eagerly awaiting the 2025 migration. Merle will speak on incorporating core kingdom values.